Hello, this is Joanna Burke for Estates Gazette. I'm here at the launch of 6 Pancras Square, the new BNP Paribas real estate development. It's a 360,000 square foot office-led scheme. So we've had here the Mayor of London to open and talk about the scheme, but I'm here with Philippe Zivokovic, Chairman of BNP Paribas Real Estate, Steve Norris, Chairman of the UK division of the business, and John Slade, UK Chief Executive. So, Philippe, perhaps you could just, you mentioned, you know, as a vision in 2008, how excited you are and how much it's grown in those years to the stage that we're at now. How happy are you with the progress?
I'm of course very happy because, you know, in 2008, when the station of the Eurostar has just opened, it was really not yet a big project. It was only a project designed and not yet built. And I was absolutely convinced that it was the right place to be for our new headquarters in London. And I was convinced that because of all the links of communication, because of the university, because of the size, the global size of the project of 800,000 square meters, I was absolutely convinced that it will work. In 2008, in 2010, the market in London was quite tough. But, you know, when you are a developer, you need to have some vision. And I was sure that it was the right place to be. So it is the reason why I decided to invest, and the bank follow us, to invest in this project. After investing in this project, in the studies, we have pre-sold it to AXA-REM. And at the same time, I discussed with my colleagues and friends of BNP Paribas, the different heads of line of businesses, and the wealth management, the investment management, and also the Titre Conservation, the TPPGS, were convinced to join us with the real estate line of business. So, today, we will deliver the building at the end of this year. A lot of construction have been launched, and a lot of different companies decided to come,
yes.
Like Google, like Vuitton, and so it appears clearly that it is done.
Excellent. And perhaps John and Steve, a joint question for you, but obviously this is the first owned development in the UK, you know, that you've sort of carried out. How amazing was that for the business? And, you know, can we expect more of your own, you know, developments again?
It's fantastic for us to come to King's Cross to be able to be here at the outset of something that's transformed London and become one of the prime central London markets. To be a developer of it, to be an owner of the site, to sell it on, and then to be an occupier, we've done everything we can in it, and I think it's given us, as a French bank, as a French company and an international company, a fantastic foothold in London,
yes.
For development and as an occupier. With regard to the future, we segregate what we do on the advisory side and the development side so we don't have conflicts. But we are very keen about future developments in London, both on the commercial side, where we're looking very actively, and also Philippe and the development team are very active in residential in Paris and in other parts of France and Europe, and we are investigating at the moment the residential market, which Philippe and Thomas can tell you more about.
That sounds exciting. Actually, and sorry, just Steve as well, just about the other occupiers, we've seen Louis Vuitton's moved also, sure. To King's Cross, you know, what more tenants do you expect to see? How excited are you about being in the heart of here?
Well, I think, you know, anybody who knows and loves London is terrifically excited about the whole idea that a site that for the last, you know, 30, 40 years has just been completely desolate and valueless.
Absolutely.
Is now one of the most exciting places in Europe. It really,
yeah.
Is. You heard Boris Johnson earlier saying this is the investment capital,
absolutely.
Of Europe, and frankly, I don't think there's any question about it. And, you know, King's Cross really represents that. Philippe spotted something early. That's the great talent of good developers. And what you're now seeing is other people following. So when you say, who do we expect? Well, we know that Google are here with 1 million square feet looking for more. We've got people like LVMH with all their,
yeah.
luxury brands. We've got that fabulous building University of the Arts are in, with so much of the original, you know, structure being preserved and turned into something really quite beautiful. I think what you're going to see is that, you know, in the future, the city is changing its shape. And an area that used to be, frankly, pretty run down has turned into something really quite remarkably attractive.
Excellent. And just finally, sorry, Philippe, John's just touched on, you know, plans for the UK, maybe residential, more of your own developments. Perhaps you could give us a little teaser of what we might expect. You'd mentioned to me earlier we want to, you know, increase headcount and your own developments.
Yes. We have an ambitious development plan at the level of the Europe. Today we make 50% of our business in France and only 15% in the UK. Our strategy, it is absolutely to go in UK, in transaction advisory, and this is the reason why we have recruited quite a lot of fee-owners in 2013, and we will go on to recruit efficient fee-owners in 2014. And at the same time, we have four lines of businesses. All our lines of businesses are represented in London. I mean, property development, property management, investment management and advisory. And we really want to have the target to reach at least 20 or 25% of our global turnover in the UK.
And how long would you like to, when would you like to achieve that? 12 months?
We must be serious enough.
Yep.
It takes time. And I don't want to give too tough pressure on the shoulders, even if he has large shoulders of my British colleagues. I would say that, and of John, I say that our development plan is forecast to 2016.
Okay, that's good.
For the next 2 years.
Yes, of course, John.
I'd just like to say on that that the group and the bank are totally supportive of what we're doing in London, and we've moved a long way in 18 months, 2 years, and the support there is to do that, and we're very ambitious to take a leading role in the market, and the group are very much behind that and backing us to do that, which is great, and so far so good.
Excellent. Well, thank you all very much.
Thank you very much.